what we're seeing right now in the agriculture-producing areas of the three countries where WFP works on rice production with the government of Japan, we are seeing that those are the areas which are impacted by the virus. And so we are in contact with the farmers in those areas, and they are not working in their fields. And so we don't have the data yet. We are going right now on conversations that we're having, but discussing with the Food and Agricultural Organization of the UN that we need to do a crop assessment mission in the coming weeks to determine what specifically the impacts will be of farmers basically leaving their fields.
The fact that some international flight companies have stopped going to the places affected by Ebola, what is the impact on your work?
We need to be sending in extra support staff. WFP plans to send in an extra 50 staff. We already have about 10 on the ground. Getting them into those countries right now is becoming very difficult with the recent suspensions. There's one international company flying right now to all three countries. We are using that company, but we've been going on a daily basis as airlines are making announcements on a daily basis about suspensions and so forth. So it's become quite a challenge for us.
Now you will be starting distributing food to some areas that have been isolated because of the virus. What are the measures taken to protect your staff from getting infected?
Well, we've already started those distributions, actually. We've been working for the past several weeks with WHO. So, for instance, we've just distributed in West Point in Monrovia. And we've worked with WHO on a protocol for our staff to limit the risk to them and to the partners that work with them. So whether it's making sure that the crowds are kept very small, that our staff have boots and gloves and chlorine, and that if there is an incident, if there is someone who is sick, that there's medical personnel that we can call on. And we have a health specialist who's working with all of our teams on those three areas, and including with our flight crews. We need to make sure that everybody has maximum of information to limit any risk of exposure, because we need to do this work.
You mentioned earlier that the crisis has an impact on agriculture, possibly also on the economy of these countries. What's your assessment of the situation?
That we're seeing the beginnings of quite what could be a very big problem. I believe no one fully yet understands the severity of the problem. So the World Bank is looking at this at a macro level. WFP and FAO of the UN system will be looking at this more at a community household level, as these are extremely poor countries. So how does any disruption in agriculture production affect people at household level who have already have a daily struggle to survive?